Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Large, and I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. And I want to thank our sponsors, because we couldn't do a thing in the world if we didn't have our sponsors. This show would not happen. We'd try to probably have to do some kind of subscription, and nobody wants to do that. We want to make sure that you've got your content dealing with tailgating, grilling, outdoor sports, all those things. We want to make sure that stays free forever. So we want to thank you for checking out our sponsors, going on to our website and clicking on our sponsor links. It means the world to us, and I know it means a lot to our sponsors. So thank you once again for supporting Tailgate Radio and our sponsors. Enjoy this week's show.
Brett, all that's left is to say hi, and if I can ask the obvious question, if I can interpret a 5-minute standing ovation, the fans are saying, welcome back, it's glad to have you back.
Say is wow, wow, this is absolutely amazing. I don't have the words to express the feeling of coming out of that tunnel to this ovation. Thank you so much. If there were any doubts before, there's not any. I truly thank you.
From coast to coast and border to border.
And now we do it, baby.
It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Grew up in the parking lot, got the bed on lights, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam. Came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Tailgate. If you can't get a party, well, baby, don't worry. If you can't wait, we gotta get started, so you better hurry up. You're too late.
So come on, run. This is gonna be fun. And the pickup run. And it's such a fun.
Tailgate.
I don't know how y'all do it.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Welcome back. It's been a while. Why don't you guys grab your chairs, grab your canopy tent, come on over to the parking lot where we've got the grill fired up, and join us for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. It's been a little while since we've talked. We had some best of episodes out there in the world for you to listen to, some of our best interviews that we thought you would like to hear again. But it's nothing like being back in the studio. We are back in the saddle. We've actually moved our studio location. We're now in a clandestine location because people were coming to the studio too often and stealing steaks and dogs and burgers and most importantly, stealing our beers out of our coolers. So we had to find a new place to set up shop. Not that we don't want to share. We love to share. But we just felt like it was probably time for a move, and it's been a good move. We did some traveling, been around the country since the last time we spoke. I have visited such foreign destinations as Orlando, Florida, Dayton, Ohio, the Big Apple, New York City, and in less exotic locations such as Austin, Texas. And we've had, you know, it's been a weird summer so far. We had a ton of rain, as I know a lot of you across the country have. And it's been real interesting because now we're in a drought again and it's over 100 degrees. So it's business as usual in the world of South Texas here in San Antonio. But wherever you are across the country or around the globe, we hope you are enjoying yourselves, having a great summer, and have had the opportunity to spend some time either at a sporting event, in front of a grill, a combination of both, or just hanging out at the house doing some home gating, which is also a fun activity that can be enjoyed by people year-round. So we certainly appreciate that. So good to be back here, and so good to be talking about the things that are going on in the world of sports, in the world of grilling, in the world of beer, and all the things that we love to talk about here on Tailgate Radio, and hopefully things you like to listen for. You know, I've had a number of conversations over the past 3 or 4 weeks when we've been on hiatus, and have gotten to meet some really great people across the country, and met some great fans from Ohio State, from Columbus, Ohio, in our travels. Also spent some time in New York, over in Queens. Went to a Mets game, got to spend some time over there enjoying that great stadium. That is a fun stadium. And I was looking for my friend Jess Saraceno, the sports brat, but didn't see her, but that's okay. We had a good time anyway, and just happy to be back in the studio and bringing you all the best of tailgating. I can tell you some things that are going to be going on here that you'll want to be interested in hearing, I hope, is that, you know, we're only a couple of weeks away from training camp. Colleges are having their media days right now. I was just watching. I don't know if you have this, but and I'm not trying to plug any particular network, but I do enjoy. I've got a Roku, which is a, you know, a Wi-Fi box where you can pick up all these channels. And ESPN has a great feature called Watch ESPN. And so this is where, like, ESPN3 and some of the lesser known sports have a home and are broadcast. Some of it is done by ESPN themselves. Some of it they pick up feeds from different local locations. You know, I know that Major League Soccer, NASL Soccer, Minor League Baseball, a lot of the smaller conferences in football, like the Southland Conference and things like that, are available on that. But I have to tell you, they've had their media days in the college ranks, and I've been watching a lot of that, and it's been very interesting to watch, and certainly being able to do that on demand with the Watch ESPN app, I guess is what it's called, on the Roku. And you may have that on your computers or your iPads or things like that, but I have found that to be a very enjoyable find, and probably you guys have been doing it forever, but I don't watch a ton of TV, but this summer has been so interesting that I've tried to keep up with everything, and so I took my iPad with me and found that, and then realized I had it on my Roku device at home, and have been doing that as well. So that's been a lot of fun. Also, you know, want to tell you about, before we get into anything else, so one of the things I want to talk about is our website. If you get an opportunity to go to tailgateradio.com and just check out the content, we always have our old shows archived, which you can also find on iTunes, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and, you know, on Roku. We actually are on Roku as well. If you download the iTunes app there, you can find us there. So if you want some background music while our background podcasting while you're grilling outdoors, you can certainly do that. But we've got a number of different outlets that you can listen to the show. But if you go to our website at Tailgate Radio, you're going to find some great content, some great recipes, great articles. And one of the things that we're going to be doing this fall is we're going to be highlighting a tailgate club of the week. And we need your help. We know there are some badass tailgaters out there. We know there are some really cool tailgate clubs. What we don't know is who you are and where we can find you and where we can learn more about you. So what we'd like to do, and we're going to be doing this on our Twitter feed over at Tailgate Radio, so you can find us. You know, we're very simple. You know, if you've listened to this show, you know I am not the Albert Einstein of our times, and I like to keep things simple. Our website is Tailgate Radio. Our Twitter handle is Tailgate Radio. And if you go to Tailgate Radio on our website, there's a place where you can contact us. We'd like to know more about your tailgate club so that we can highlight you. And I can tell you that if you do that and you're chosen, we're going to have some special guests. We're going to have some special gifts, not G-I-F like the picture, but G-I-F-T as in presents, gifts to send out to you. So we want to hear from you. We want to know more about you. We want to see some photos, or better yet, some video. And then we'd love to reach out to you and have a segment each week where we talk to your head leader, your tailgate club president, your alumni association PR person, whoever that may be. And we want to hear some of your great traditions, how you prepare for the games each week. We want to learn more about you. So go to our website, contact us, or do it on Twitter as well. You can tweet us directly if you follow us, and we'll follow you right back, and you can send us a direct message on there. But we just want to learn more about you so that we can feature a tailgate club. And this is open to any level tailgating. So if you're an NFL team, if you're a CFL team, if you're a college tailgate club at any division level, 1 through NAIA, so it doesn't matter how big you are, even if you're a high school tailgate club, if you're doing something cool and you can stand out and you'll grab our attention, because we're going to go through a ton of these, we're going to bring attention to your tailgate club. So if you have a Facebook page or a website that we can drive people to so that they can learn more about you, we certainly want to be able to do that as well. And we look forward to that interaction with you with our tailgate club of the week, sponsored by, we don't know yet. We've got a couple of different options, but we look forward to that, and that's going to be awesome. We're going to start that the first week of September. So you've got the rest of the month of July, all the month of August, and then we're off to the races. But once it gets started, that's not going to preempt you from sending us information, because we're constantly going to be looking at that on an ongoing basis. So if you catch our attention, or if you have some cool videos or great photos or something like that, we'd love to hear from you. So reach out to us at tailgateradio.com or on our Twitter at tailgateradio, and we will find a way to connect and get you on the show, because who wouldn't want to be? I mean, if you're tailgating, you want to be on Tailgate Radio. Why wouldn't you? And we'd love to have you. So we look forward to that. I also want to talk to you a little bit about our sponsors. We've got some great sponsors that are going to be coming up real soon. And they're not paying me right now to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. We've got some great folks that we're going to be working with DraftKings. DraftKings, you've probably seen their commercials. You probably heard their commercials. They're going to be coming on board as sponsors. We've also got a new sponsor called Fanly. It's an app. Fanly, F-A-N-L-Y. They're going to be great sponsors. And we've also got it's almost like our own brand of grilling accoutrement accessories. Yeah, you didn't think I knew accoutrement. A little French. Anyway, Game Day Grilling is going to be joining us as a sponsor this year, and we're going to be pushing out great weekly opportunities for you to go directly with one of our partners, Amazon, who's been with us since the beginning of the show, to purchase Game Day Grilling accessories, grilling products, grilling tools, and you're going to find that those products are of the highest quality and that they are going to get you that much closer to the perfect tailgate. So excited to have those three on and many more to come. But want to thank the folks at DraftKings for signing up for this year, the folks at Fanly, and the good people over at Game Day Grilling. So we're excited about that. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor this year during the football season, we have a six-month advertising opportunity that you can either reach out to me or you can reach out to our agency, which is the fine folks at Midroll. And if you go to midroll.com and send them a note and say, hey, we want to advertise on Tailgate Radio, they will hook you up with an awesome deal. And we can't thank the folks at Midroll enough for helping to keep the show free by creating great sponsorship opportunities for people that are interested in reaching our audience, which is you. You are hardcore tailgaters. You're people that love to grill. You love sports. You love beer and wine. You love the spirits. You love all the things that go along with tailgating. You know, there's enough bad news in the world. There's enough politics and all the things that go along with controversy. Well, we are the anti-controversy show. We're all about good times, good people, good food, good sports. And you know, other good things too. So we want to make sure that you feel that love from us as we feel that love from you. It's a good thing. And Tailgate Radio is always going to be positive in nature. We're not going to talk about anything that brings us down, man. We don't have time for that. You can get that a lot of other places. You can turn on your local terrestrial radio and hear all the bad news you want. But here at Tailgate Radio, it's all good stuff. And we couldn't be more excited to be bringing you great content, great guests. We're going to have a really cool lineup this fall. And our goal is to put out our guest list a month in advance. So you're going to know who we're going to have on the show. And you know who we've had on the show in the past. Guys like Frank Caliendo, like Icky Woods, Jake the Snake Plumber, Jim Ross. We've had a ton of great guests, and we've had some great authors on the show. We're going to continue to have great authors that are creating books that are relevant to our fans and to the fans that listen to this show, and to sports fans, and to food and cookbooks. That's the great thing about our show. It's that we have the opportunity to cross so many different. I mean, if you think about tailgating and what that means. You know, and there's statistics out there that between 35 and 50 million Americans alone participate in tailgating in some shape or form throughout any given calendar year. That's a ton of people. We've got 308 million people in this country. Up to 50 million of them are participating in tailgating. That's a huge, huge audience. And so when we feel like we can talk to you about all these different things, like one week we may have an NFL player. Or someone that is an NFL legend. You know, the next week we may have a chef that is on the Food Network, for example. The next week we may have a wine connoisseur or a craft beer maker. The next week we may have somebody that represents sporting goods and getting your grills and getting all of your tools ready for the season. So we can do that with this show because tailgating crosses so many different boundaries that, if you're going to listen to a show about cars, you know, there's not a lot of places you can go with that. Then there are some great car shows, don't get me wrong, but it's about cars, and that's what it's about. We can talk about cars because people trick out their vehicles for tailgating. At the same time, we can have the same conversation as, oh, by the way, they also have created this awesome margarita maker that you crank like a chainsaw. And we've seen it, and we've lived it, and we've done it. And it's something that exists out there with us. And so when you have the opportunity to cross so many different areas that deal with sports, food, drinks, even sports apparel, and creating opportunities and all the food and food-related things like barbecue sauce and rubs and spices. And then you talk about traditions. You know, you talk about flags and decorations and golf carts and coolers and all the different things associated with that. And it's really never-ending. So we're never going to be at a loss for topics to discuss here on Tailgate Radio. And if you have an idea, if you have a product, if you have someone that you met, or maybe it's you, that you think would be a great guest on Tailgate Radio, we'd love to have you on. Because, you know, this show is not only about having the celebrities and having the Food Network people on. It's about the grassroots. It's about having people that are out there in the parking lot living it every weekend. You know, during football season, you've got anywhere from 6 to 8 or 9 opportunities for your home game, and some of you travel with your teams, so you're there every week. We want to hear about that. We want to know who you are, and that makes this show that much more special. And if you've got an RV and you're traveling around the country and you've met people everywhere you've gone, you know, we've had the commissioner of tailgating on a couple of times, Joe Kahn, and that's what he does. That's what's made him the commish. He's been to every stadium. He's been everywhere. But there may be somebody else that we're missing that has different stories and have had different experiences. Maybe you went to a Auburn, Alabama game and got your tire slashed because you had the wrong color at the wrong time. It happens. We hear people. You know, so it's a lot of fun to talk about and talk with people that have had these great experiences. And we certainly want to make sure that we have the opportunity to talk to you. All right, folks, with that being said, we're going to be back with more Tailgate Radio right after these messages. But first,
all right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add-to-your-existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
And now, reports of lights in the sky.
You should see how we pee.
Elaborate prank or extraterrestrial phenomenon.
All right, welcome back, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Largent, thank you so much for downloading this week's episode, whether you do it on iTunes, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, over at Roku, on your Apple device. No matter how you listen to us, we certainly do appreciate it, and we continue to grow each and every week. And going into football season, we want to start to grind it up. And, you know, one of the things that always happens this time of year is, you know, much like in election years, where they call it the crazy season, where just everything goes, we're starting to see top tailgating lists trickle out of different sources. And I found one here from collegeauthority.com, and they have their top 10 list of college tailgating locations. This always sparks controversy, but we have to, you know, college football season's right around the corner. And so we're going to take a look at their list and see what you think of it. Coming in at number 10 on their list here with collegeauthority.com is Penn State University. Okay, that sounds good. Number 9 is the University of Nebraska. And I've been there before. They have, I think their stadium, Memorial Stadium, holds like 87,000 people, and they all are in the parking lot before the game. So Nebraska is a fun place to go. I love to go when they play a rival. That could be Oklahoma. That could be Iowa. It could be any of those Midwestern schools. But Nebraska and the game day atmosphere in Lincoln is outstanding. So no qualms with number 9. And I probably won't have any qualms with any of these because it's so subjective. And I know, because it always happens when we do these lists, well, what about fill in the blank? And you're right. There are some awesome locations and across the country. And, you know, it feels like that these lists can be wrong or they can be right, but it's so subjective. There is no definitive. I can tell you from traveling over a decade across college campi and NFL stadiums, just when you think you've found the Mecca, you found the quintessential tailgating experience. The next week you load up and you see something maybe just a little different and maybe just a little bit better. So anyway, we'll get back to the list here. Number 10, Penn State. Number 9, Nebraska. Coming in at number 8 is the University of Georgia, Athens, Georgia. I've been to this stadium. It is, Sanford Stadium, and it holds over 90,000 people. And 8 is a little, you know, I just said they're so subjective. But man, Georgia is one of those places. When you talk about barbecue, and I'm not talking about grilling, I'm talking about people out there where they're smokers and that Georgia bulldog barbecue experience. That's the first one I'm going to scratch my head on. That should be probably in the top 5, but we'll go on. Number 8's Georgia. Number 7, this is not going to make people happy. University of Alabama. You know, you're awesome on the field. You're awesome off the field. Going to Tuscaloosa and experiencing that game day, especially Iron Bowl week, which I've been to twice. Alabama, again, another Southeastern Conference school. It's almost a league above in everything they do, including tailgating. But we'll leave it at that. Number 7, Alabama. Number 6, another one. South Kakilaki, South Carolina, home of the Gamecocks. And we've got some great friends in Columbia, South Carolina. And I know they know how to tailgate. And, so I'm seeing a trend here. But number 6 is South Carolina. Number 5 on this list, staying in the same state, this is going to create a little controversy, the Clemson Tigres, El Tigre, Clemson University. What can you say? You know, Clemson is awesome. It's a great experience. I had some of the best moonshine. The best moonshine ever at Clemson University. I'll leave it at that. So Clemson cracks the top 5. Who's next? Number 4. Right here in the Lone Star State, Texas A&M University. Another Southeastern Conference school. And it's weird saying that because they've only been in there. I guess this will be their 3rd year. But they have just completed a renovation on their stadium. And I think they have well over 105,000 seats at that stadium. I've been to Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. And that's, I think, the biggest stadium I had been to until Texas A&M's. And, I can't argue with it. I have tailgated on several occasions in College Station, Texas, and it's a great environment. So there's nothing really out of the ordinary, just maybe the numbers are maybe a little askew. But we'll continue on with the list here. And there'll be more of these, and we won't spend as much time as we're spending on this one, but this is the first one, and so I just wanted to bring these out. Number 4 is Texas A&M, and the aforementioned University of Tennessee comes in at number 3. And the thing I like about Tennessee's tailgating is they do it by land, by air, by sea. I got to participate in the Vol Walk, which is from the river to the stadium, which is not that far, but it's still really cool. And the players and the team all do this tradition together. And I can't argue with that. I was on ESPN a few years ago, and I had Tennessee as my number 2 tailgating school. So number 3 is not far off the mark. And kudos to the folks in Knoxville you know how to party. Number two, the Bayou Bengals, LSU. Cannot argue with 12 hours of Cajun and Creole food. 8 o'clock game. Tailgate starts at 6 a.m. Be there. Can't argue with it. Baton Rouge, Red Stick, Louisiana is an awesome environment. And so I have no beef with that. I am just curious as to who they have at number one. Their number one school on the collegeauthority.com website is Ole Miss. The Grove. It's truly unique. It's a unique experience. It is antebellum. It is high end. It is China. It is wine. It is beautiful. And I can't argue with that at all. So number one in the College Authority top 10 tailgating locations is Ole Miss. Folks, we'll be back to wrap up this week's episode right after this.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boil and spice, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens. Campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank everybody here at Game Day Media Productions for getting us back on the road here, getting us back in the saddle, getting us back behind the microphone where we love to be, and bringing you great content about tailgating. We've got a whole lot of new things that we're going to be trying this year. I'm sure some of it's going to be awesome and some of it is going to suck. But we love your feedback and we love when you tell us when we're doing things well and when we're not doing things that well. We hope to have more celebrities, more chefs, more real, true life tailgaters that are out there and doing some live on the spot location interviews. I mean, one of the things that was great about being away for a few weeks was the opportunity to travel the country and also to meet a lot of you out there across this great country and make some plans for the fall, because there are going to be some great fall opportunities to do some tailgating and to produce some live segments out there in parking lots across the country, and we look forward to doing that. The other thing we really look forward to is your participation in the weekly Tailgate Club of the Week. I think that's redundant, but the Tailgate Club of the Week segment. And that requires you reaching out to us and telling us about your Tailgate Club, telling us about your website, showing us some videos or some photos about the great traditions that you have. As I mentioned at the top of the show, each week this fall, starting in September, we want to put the spotlight on your team. So whether it's a tailgate club at an NFL stadium, if it's an alumni association at a Division III school, if it's a middle school tailgate club that kicks ass, we want to shine that spotlight on you. So send us your information, reach out to us on our Twitter at Tailgate Radio or over at our website at tailgateradio.com, and we look forward and we're going to add you to our tailgate Club of the Week club, and you're going to have a prominent spot on our website, and we're going to interview you for our weekly show. So we'd love to have your participation, and we look forward to getting a lot of feedback on that, and that's going to be a blast to further our our network with all the tailgate clubs and fans out there across the country. So for everybody here and all of you out there, you know, it's time for us to pull out our tickets. The game's about to start. We need to fold up our chairs, take down the canopy, sober up a bit maybe, and head to the stadium where we'll enjoy a great, great sporting event. So we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. And we will most definitely catch your asses on down the road. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next week right here on Tailgate Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Game Day Media.